Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are talking about Daniel Payne. He was born on February 24th, 1811, in Charleston, South Carolina. Daniel Payne's an African American. He was born to free parents. At a very young age, he lost his father. He was 4 when his father died, and then he was 9 when his mother died, and he was raised by his aunt there in Charleston. By the time he was 12, he was a pretty well-educated kid. He had learned a lot of history, had learned a lot of basic subjects, and showed a lot of promise. But from the ages of 12 to 17, he was sent out as an apprentice and had various apprenticeships. One of them was to a carpenter, and he said that it was while he was a carpenter that he learned Latin and Greek and Hebrew. So this is obviously a person with skill and with abilities. From the time he was 15, he was interested in church work, but he writes of himself that it wasn't until he was 18 that he was converted, and almost immediately he turned to education, both to further his own education, but much more, he was after educating others, and he felt a unique calling to educate others. And from 1830 to 1835, as a very young man, he ran a school there in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, the South Carolina legislation at that time passed a law prohibiting the teaching of both freed blacks and of slaves. And of course, many of his students were freed blacks and slaves. And so he wasn't able to run his school anymore. So in 1835, he closes down his school and he heads north. He was in New York for just a few days. Then he heard about the Lutheran Seminary in Gettysburg. And so he went there from 1835 to 1837. Of course, the seminary in Gettysburg would play a crucial role in the Civil War. It was on that first day of battle, July 1, that the battle took place on Seminary Ridge, right up against Lutheran Seminary. But it was back in 1835 to 1837 that Daniel Payne studied there. After he completed his degree in 37, he was ordained as a Lutheran. But then he moved over into the AME Church, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and worked in that church through the 1840s and 50s, applying his energy to bringing about a program of study for a trained and educated clergy. This was his desire, this was his dream, and eventually this would lead him to be a key member in founding Wilberforce University, and he served as its first president from 1863 to 1876. Daniel Payne died on November 2nd, 1893, at the age of 82. Back in 1859, just before he was involved in the planning and the founding of Wilberforce College, he gave a lecture entitled The Christian Ministry, Its Moral and Intellectual Character. And in there, he talks about how we need to have improvable minds. And having an improvable mind is like the rude marble in the quarry, and then it passes through the creative hands of the sculptor. He talks about how there must be an unquenchable desire for useful knowledge and to always be seeking knowledge. And then he talks about how important it is to apply knowledge. And he says, this is what is essential. Well, then he turns around and says, you can know whether you possess this essential quality by looking at the manner in which you have pursued your studies, this quality of applying what you learn. If you read today and neglect it tomorrow, if you study this month and omit the next, then you will never be able to teach others the deep things of the Spirit of truth because you yourself will never reach them. And then he says, what a man does not have, he can never give to others. That's Daniel Payne on the importance of education. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a moment to share a quote with you, this from John Calvin in the opening pages of his classic text, The Institutes. Thus, from the feeling of our own ignorance, vanity, poverty, infirmity, and what is more, depravity and corruption, we recognize that the true light of wisdom, sound virtue, full abundance of every good, and purity of righteousness rest in the Lord alone.